helping develop these partnerships. Emblematic of our commitment to all things international is this beautiful display of flags of the countries our students here at UIS come from. UIS was established as a senior institution, third and fourth year of college and master's degree, a model that was had some fashion in the late 1960s and early 1970s. It's since gone out of fashion. We added freshmen starting in the fall of 2001, but we've never stopped serving a substantial number of community college transfer students. We provide a welcoming environment for the transfer student and can offer them degree completion on our campus or in our 8 undergraduate online degree completion programs. Over the past several years, community colleges in Illinois and in other states have experienced burgeoning enrollments. We want community college administrators and counselors to know what we have to offer here at UIS. Our admissions counselors visit every Illinois community college, every semester. And sometimes the chancellor makes a personal call on on community college partners. That's me with President Hal Higdon of Ozark Technical Community College in Springfield, Missouri, on the occasion of our signing of a partnership agreement for admission of their students into our online degree completion programs. OTC is an institution that has embraced high-quality online education. Their staff have been mentored by Ray Schroeder and our folks in the Center for Online Learning Research and Service. Faculty and staff from OTC have visited UIS and feel a real bond with our campus. We have built a virtual bridge from Springfield to Springfield. Fortunately, no capital funds are needed to build a virtual bridge. The third priority for this year has been community engagement. UIS is a major employer in Springfield and a major asset when it comes to attracting business and fostering economic development in this region. I'm proud of our involvement with significant community organizations and initiatives such as the Chamber of Commerce, the United Way, the Sangamon County Community Foundation, the Continuum of Learning, and the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. My goal for this year was to raise up the profile of those involvements and to make it clear to faculty and staff that the Chancellor's Office encourages and supports involvement with the community. This initiative has fostered a faculty and staff network that provides a variety of support services for nonprofit organizations in our region, as well as fruitful discussions about cooperative ventures with the new director of the Presidential Library and Museum, many of you met her last night, and the director of the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency. Finally, the fourth priority for this year was to implement the recommendations of the Instructional Resource Management Task Force. At the January board meeting, I presented the UIS approach to instructional resource management and the fact that we are making data-driven decisions about staffing based on mutually agreed upon metrics. 15 years ago, at the time of the merger of Sangamon State University into the University of Illinois, I chaired a group called the Development Planning Committee. It was a time of great anxiety about the change in campus name and governance, but also a time of great hope. The committee's task was to develop a vision for UIS in the context of the campus becoming a part of the University of Illinois family. At that time, as I mentioned, we were a senior institution, not a full four-year institution. We served mostly commuter students and had very few students living on campus. But we dreamed about the place we might become, about the curriculum we might have, about the changes in the student clientele, and the expansion of the physical campus. The last element of the vision statement, and you can see the document on the screen, the last element, which I remember very well drafting, was that the UIS of the future would be a place where there was a lively intellectual, cultural, and social life. Sitting here in 2011, there's no doubt in my mind that UIS has become the kind of institution we envisioned, including one with a lively intellectual, cultural, and social life, as evidenced in the following.
Today's D-Day. It's the freshman move-in, and we're trying to give people a good, productive start to their collegiate career.
Today is our involvement expo, and all of our student organizations, a lot of our campus departments, nonprofits and businesses come out, and students can come and join different things, get involved on or off campus.
the Welcome Week Service-a-thon is an event we do every year, and it's a good way for students to kind of end Welcome Week on the right note, giving back to the community.
It's an honor to be back at UIS, formerly SSU, a school that I've had a fond attachment to for a long, long time.
Tonight we are hosting our 33rd annual International Festival. We are hosting performances, all kinds of crafts, food, you name it, it's here.
It's an honor to be part of this series that was launched so auspiciously by my predecessor, Philip Paladin.
The 2010 Springfield City Ornament is a 2 1/4 inch, 24 karat gold plated replica of the colonnade here on the quad at University of Illinois Springfield.
This is the first day of a 3-day training that the National Guard is calling Infrastructure 101. It's a collaboration between the Illinois National Guard, UIS, UIUC, and the city of Springfield.
Tonight we stuffed stockings for kids at Inner City Mission. We made 35 stockings for both boys and girls.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me.
It's absolutely exhilarating. We're delighted to host the inauguration of the House of Representatives. Terrific energy in the air today. We're particularly keen to have representatives from all over the state know that there is a wonderful campus of the University of Illinois right here in the state capitol.
When we thought about opportunities for community service, just giving back to the Springfield community, Big Brothers, Big Sisters naturally stood out.
Can everybody listen to Kevin here? She's going to read for us.
I am the director of Central Asia Institute, and I'm a founder of a program called Pennies for Peace, and author of Three Cups of Tea, a book. I've been working in Afghanistan and Pakistan for 18 years to help children have the right to go to school.
We're down at the Illinois State Capitol today. It's a program that UIS has done for the last 3 years, where we bring in high school students who are interested in careers, possibly in public service. Since that's our forte out at UIS, we thought it's a perfect marriage of the two to get them early when they're just starting to think about college.
The people that come to this conference are people from all sectors of life.
The professional experience, being able to go to speakers' presentations, and gain from their wisdom and their knowledge is wonderfully beneficial.
We have the 13th annual Collegiate Career Fair. You have about 88 employers who represent a diverse group of industries.
There's a lot of booths here, so it should be a fun time.
Thank you all for your kind attention.
Thank you, Harry. That's very impressive. We appreciate the effort you made to pull that presentation together. So it's nice to be here, and you're a gracious host. Thank you. Maybe, Karen, I turn the meeting over to you at this point. Would you like to go to the...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is that on? You know, this is, I'm going to introduce our diversity issue program for today. Sometimes I think we tend to forget that in acquiring diversity at our campuses, we need to be including people with disabilities. We've all met Tim Nugent at one of our board meetings last year, and we've also met Dean Tanya Gallagher, who's sitting in our audience this morning. Last fall, I had the pleasure of attending over at Urbana a reopening of the Nugent Center, where students with disabilities are able to live while they're on campus and achieve great things for our university. As we remember, Tim Nugent was a pioneer in the issue of